The first round of the Major League Baseball playoffs is over. It produced three thrilling series that went the full five games and one surprising three-game sweep. Round two begins today in the National League with the Atlanta Braves facing the Arizona Diamondbacks. The American League begins tomorrow with the record-setting Seattle Mariners hosting the New York Yankees. Commentator John Feinstein joins me now. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Bob.
Let's start with yesterday, the Athletics and Yankees.
Well, it's finally over. Those games were long games in the American League, but what an amazing series. The Yankees have a little Dracula in them. You think they're dead, and they rise from the dead. They were down 2-0 after the first two games. No team in history had ever won a five-game series after losing the first two games at home. They looked old. They looked overmatched by the A's pitching. So they win a remarkable game Saturday night when Derek Jeter made a defensive play with the Yankees ahead 1-0 that no one who's been watching baseball had ever seen, coming to the first baseline to make a backhand throw to home plate to save the tying run. And then they win last night in Game 5 at home, coming from behind. So the Yankees live, going for a fourth straight title, now facing Seattle, which tied the all-time record for victories during the regular season.
Yeah, but Cleveland made them worry a bit.
They certainly did. I mean, Cleveland was up 2-1 and had a lead in Game 4 in Cleveland. So even a team that looks invincible in the regular season is vulnerable in these short series, and Seattle really did have to work to win. But the mark of a great team, Bob, as with the Yankees, is that when you're in trouble, you find a way out of trouble, and Seattle did that. And this should be a great matchup between the pitching staffs of Seattle and the Yankees in the championship series.
And the National League had one good finish and another rout.
Right. Well, the rout was very surprising because even though the Atlanta Braves have been in the playoffs now for 10 straight years, everybody thought this was their weakest team. They had the least wins of any team in the playoffs. They were so desperate for a first baseman, Bob, they went to Mexico and brought back Julio Franco, who's older than you, I think. And they really had to scramble just to get in the playoffs. So then they go in and they sweep the Houston Astros easily, who had the best record in the National League in three games. On the other hand, the Arizona-St. Louis series, like the American League series, classic five-game series, won almost single-handedly by Curt Schilling. But if the Arizona Diamondbacks, who are only in their fourth year of existence and have never been this far before, in contrast to the Braves, want to win this next series, Randy Johnson, their great pitcher, who's lost seven straight postseason games and who will pitch today, is going to have to be much better than he's been in the past in postseason.
The Braves have been down this road before, but this team's a little different.
Well, it is, as I mentioned with Franco. And here's an interesting thing. 1991, the year they started this run, the only two players left from that team are the pitchers, Tom Glavine and John Smoltz, who's now working as a relief pitcher. So you've got to give unbelievable credit to John Schuerholz and Bobby Cox, who run that team, for completely turning their team over and remaining a serious contender even in doing that. Almost no one does that. The Yankees, through this great run, have essentially had the same core nucleus of players.
Five-game series too short?
No, I think it's great. Look at the suspense that it produces. I think they should go back to having five-game series in the championship series instead of the best of seven that we're going to see, because every game is so vital in a five-game series. Seven games for the World Series, five games leading up to it.
Thank you, John.
Goodbye, Bob.
The comments of John Feinstein, author of The Last Amateurs, Playing for Glory and Honor in Division I College Basketball.